What's this? A decline in jet airplane sales? Airbus to modernize China's air traffic management? And NASA and NASCAR going to the moon really fast? This is Aero News for Thursday, September 5th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. After a flurry of orders from around the world, both Boeing and Airbus are looking at the prospect of declining jet sales, which could have an adverse effect on their bottom lines. The sales, some of them record-breaking, came as airlines took advantage of attractive interest rates to work on replacing their fleets with more fuel-efficient airplanes. But now, the orders may taper off if interest rates rise or fuel prices dip. Reuters reports that analysts point out that slower sales and a declining order backlog would mean less work for the tens of thousands of people employed by the plane makers. Airbus is set to open its first U.S. final assembly plant next year to be able to more efficiently deliver airplanes to U.S. customers. Still, both plane makers predict that the number of jets plying the skies will double over the next 20 years. Neither sees a particular slowdown in orders or production, and they do not say the market is oversaturated. Some analysts, however, say that Airbus and Boeing and some airlines are being overly optimistic about their forecast, and that airlines in particular are overpredicting the demand for air travel. Airbus and China's Air Traffic Management Bureau signed a memorandum of understanding to cooperate on modernizing the country's air traffic management system and to implement the latest air traffic management technologies. The MOU, signed by Airbus and the ATMB under the Civil Aviation Administration of China, focuses on improving air transportation, capacity, and efficiency while contributing to a sustainable future. It will also help in harmonizing China's ATM globally and regionally. The implementation of state-of-the-art ATM technologies and solutions will be done by Airbus ProSky, the Airbus ATM company. NASA education specialists and teachers from across Virginia will engage the public about the Lunar Atmosphere and Dust Environment Explorer, or LADEE, mission and science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM, activities at, of all places, this weekend's NASCAR races at Richmond International Raceway in Richmond, Virginia. The event is the result of a partnership between Rockets to Race Cars, R2R, a NASA Digital Learning Network program, the Virginia 529 College Savings Plan, and the Science Museum of Virginia. Race fans will have the opportunity to see a model of the LADEE spacecraft in the Virginia 529 Kids Zone. Families will also get to see the R2R exhibit. Remember, that's R2R, not RCR, as in Richard Childress Racing, where they will learn how space exploration has helped the auto and racing industries and how NASA plays a key role in improving brakes, engine cooling systems, and more. LADEE is a robotic mission that will orbit the moon to gather detailed information about the lunar atmosphere, conditions near the surface, and environmental influences on lunar dust. The spacecraft is set to launch from NASA's Wallops Flight Facility on Virginia's eastern shore on Friday, September the 6th at 11:27 p.m. The raceway, by the way, is a designated viewing area for the LADEE liftoff. Flight attendants from AirTran Airways, a wholly owned subsidiary of Southwest Airlines, have reached a tentative agreement on the collective bargaining agreement that became amendable in May of 2013, according to a news release from Southwest Airlines. AirTran flight attendants are represented by the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA. This tentative agreement still requires membership ratification. United Technologies has named Paul R. Adams, currently the chief operating officer of Pratt & Whitney, to succeed David P. Hess as president of Pratt & Whitney on January 1, 2014, when Hess retires. Adams will report to UTC Propulsion and Aerospace Systems President and Chief Executive Officer Elaine M. Bellamar. Hess, age 58, is retiring after 34 years at UTC. Adams, age 52, joined UTC in 1999 and brings more than 30 years of engineering and leadership expertise. British Airways debuted its new Boeing 787 Dreamliner aircraft with an inaugural long-haul flight between London and Toronto on September 1st. The flight arrived from London on Sunday afternoon at approximately 15:24 local time at Toronto and departed the same evening at 19:20, marking the first long-haul service for the airline's new fleet. The Dreamliner will fly exclusively between Toronto Pearson and London Heathrow in September, and then beginning in October, between New York and London. British Airways plans to add 24 new Dreamliner 787s to its fleet over the next 4 years. Wind Aero News continues. Is that a Waco on your TV? Flying females make history. And Grandpa goes from Barbies to skydiving.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, September the 5th. I'm Glenn Moyer. You may have heard recently about a couple of different film crews spending several days at the Waco facility. One of those crews was working on a piece for the Discovery Network's TV show, How Do They Do It?, airing on Discovery's Science Channel. The episode will offer viewers a behind-the-scenes look at how the YMF is built. An updated classic, the YMF 5D features modern safety equipment, materials, and avionics. Customers have their choice in custom paint schemes, interior, and instrument packages to suit their taste. Each biplane is built by hand by experienced and skilled craftsmen, with over 5,000 labor hours going into each airplane. Since 1983, Waco Classic has been building new production aircraft under the original FAA type certificate. There are currently over 120 Waco YMFs flying around the world. The episode is scheduled to premiere tonight, Thursday, September 5th, so check your local listings. Several members of the 552nd Air Control Wing and 513th Air Control Group made history recently by fielding an all-female flight crew. The crew comprised every operational flying squadron within the wing, and they took to the air on August 23rd in what is believed to be the first sortie flown by an all-female crew from the wing. Every crew position on the flight was filled by 19 female airmen. 4 men were added at the last minute because there was still room on the jet and an opportunity for some valuable training. The flight was an extension of an all-female crew the wing had hoped to fill back in March, to coincide with Women's History Month. That flight wasn't able to be organized because there was not a female flight engineer within the wing. This time around, however, the wing was able to fill every crew position, according to the mission crew commander, Major Heather Fleischauer, a member of the 552nd Operations Support Squadron. As for the 4 men who joined the crew on the training mission, well, they all indicated they had a great time and enjoyed being part of such a unique sortie. For her 30th birthday, Heather Ellis decided she wanted to jump out of an airplane. And when she mentioned it to her grandfather, well, he decided to go along for the ride. And the fall. Kenneth Wallace, the granddad, is 72. He told the Salisbury Post that his granddaughter caught him, quote, in a weak moment, end quote. Neither of her parents would join her on the adventure, and that's how the Landis, North Carolina pair found themselves in a Piedmont skydiving airplane getting ready to take the plunge, literally. Ellis said her granddad has always been one of her main supporters, particularly when she was diagnosed at age 3 with leukemia. The disease has been in remission since Heather was 4, but her grandparents often babysat for her while she was sick. Heather and her granddad played with Barbies for hours, according to Wallace's wife, Judy. Yeah, I'm not sure I would have told the paper that. Anyway, it was a first jump for both Heather and Kenneth. Each made a tandem jump with an instructor, free-falling for about 5,000 feet before the chutes were opened. So, would they do it again? Well, the Salisbury Post reports that Heather is thinking about another jump this fall. And Kenneth has not ruled out going with her for that second jump. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.